We're up to Perek Tezvov, Halacha Chaf Gimel, in the Shmir Shabbos Kel Chasach Helik Aleph, the new print. We are on page Resh Yud, the last Siv Chaf Gimel. Today's shir is sponsored by a generous, anonymous donor, as a schus for Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and wherever they may be during this time of Tzara for Klal Yisrael. To help keep these shirim coming on a regular basis, we are seeking additional sponsors. To sponsor a share, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click sponsor a share or email rabbifishman, rabbifishman at gmail.com. Your sponsorships make these shiurim available. So we begin Siv Chav Gimel in the middle of the halachas of hanging wet clothing on Shabbos and laundry on Shabbos. So up to Siv Chav Gimel. B'chol ha-mikrim shebehem amarnu. And all that which we spoke before about when it's permitted to hang laundry on a rope on Shabbos or on a rod, that which it's permitted to either hang garments on a rope or take them down, this is all on condition, as long as the rope is not directly tied to a tree, because it's prohibited to mishamesh to use a tree. Im loy shechavel akvisa eni mechubi yeshirus ilon, unless the rope is not tied directly to the tree. El nosen begalgal a vu hamechubi leilon. Meaning that if you have a wheel, those old-fashioned wheels when they had the laundry lines, right? If the wheel was tied to the tree, and now this rope only goes around the wheel, or you had a bow tied to the tree, and the string is tied to the bow, so the rope that you're hanging the clothing on is not directly attached to the tree, then it's permitted to hang or take down clothing from a tree. But if the rope is directly hanging to the tree, you can't, as we will see later in Perek Chavav, all the halachas of utilizing a tree on Shabbos. Se'if Chav Dalit on top of page Reishir Aleph. B'chol ha-mikrim shebehem amarnu, in all the scenarios that we spoke about, that it's permitted to hang or take off a rope on a rope, clothing from a rope, either hang on clothing on a rope or take it off. It's permitted to do so. Like you have, if anyone ever enters Israel, and like Bate Ungarn and these other places, Bate Varsha, that the rope's hanging on the third floor, you know, across these big, wide open chatzeres, these big courtyards. So it's permitted because it's l'mayla me'asara. You're above 10, so it's not a Rishus HaRabim. And he says, you're allowed to hang it on such or take it down. In a case where it's permitted to hang or take down garments, you can do so from such a rope that's hanging over a Rishus HaRabim. You don't have to be worried that the garments may fall down to Rishus HaRabim and it'll be that you dropped it. It's not your intention. You're trying to hang it. You're not mochir to be choshed that it may fall. There's no such takana. Se'iv chav hei. Mutter litein es begodav hamluchlocha mimechonot kvisa asherbohu rogi lishmer erisam ad sha'as akibos. Let's say people live in a small apartment or whatever, that when they have dirty garments, they don't leave them around the house. They put them straight into the washing machine, and that's where you store the dirty garments until you're ready to wash them. So if that's the case, so as long as there's no water in such a washing machine, you can put the garments into the washing machine as your place of storage. That's not where you store dirty garments. You have a nice hamper in the bathroom. But you want to put it now on Shabbos in the washing machine so that you can quickly get the laundry started on Matzai Shabbos. That's awesome. Because now you're not doing it for the laundry, you're doing it so that it's easier after Shabbos. That is aser. Okay? And then he says, Amachuna ukamus kamoya dlosa heina mukta. A washing machine, the door to the washing machine is mukta because it's a klisha malachte leiser. L'chein therefore aser liskar adelas alitzayach gufa. Alitzayach mekema. You can only open or close the door of the washing machine, alitzayach gufa. There's garments in the washing machine. It smells. It's going to smell up the room. It's permitted to close the door. Or let's say your washing machine is in an area where it's going to block people from walking through if the door is open, you have a front opening washing machine, right? So that, once again, you could close the door, right? Because you're doing it, so as long as, you could open or close a washing machine door, and he says, so too, in a scenario where you have a dryer, where it would be permitted, the clothing was dry before Shabbos, and there's no malachim, there's no beep, there's no sensor, that they permitted to remove dry garments on Shabbos from a dryer, you're allowed to open the door to get it out. As long as you're doing it to use those garments that you're taking out on Shabbos itself. And then you took out the garments, now you want to close the door. Once again, only me allowed to close the door if it's going to be l'tzarech guf or l'tzarech mekayim. So let's say you have a laundry room that no one comes into when they're not using. So if you open the dryer to take clothing out on Shabbos, you should leave that dryer door open afterwards if you have no reason to close it, except that you're used to closing the dryer door. But unless it's a tzarech guf or tzarech mekayim, tzarech for Shabbos, you cannot close the dryer door on Shabbos. Now we're going to start switch gears a drop within cleaning garments to talk about washing off stains and dust from garments on Shabbos. So Siv Chavav in the new print, he says, Nikri begod miksamim me'avak melich v'chadav. We're going to talk about cleaning garments from stains, from dust, and from dirt that stuck to them. So Siv Chavav begins, L'inyin nikri begod mishabbos u'bechag, regarding cleaning of garments on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Yeish lahavdil, you have to make a differentiation. Be nikri begodim mikesem shebehem, whether you're cleaning garments from a stain that's on it. Be nikri me'avak ha'safug behem, whether it's a type of dust, right, that's absorbed in it, like on your hat that you need to brush out. Ube nikri me'luch l'chadavik begodim, or regular dirt or schmutz that's stuck to the garment. Are you luch l'chanim tz'ala begad ve'eni safug bo, or dirt that's sitting on it, but it's not absorbed and not stuck to it. So it gives us four different scenarios of how a garment is dirty. And we're going to see in the next Ephraim that depending on how it's dirty and what type of garment it is, he says, it's going to make you a chiluk. Three things you're going to have to know. How is it dirty? How you want to clean it? And what type of garment it is? And you're going to have to figure out all those three things to figure out whether it's permitted or usher to clean it off on Shabbos. And that's what the next stack of Sifim are going to go through, is these three different questions on the different types of garments, the different types of dirt, and what type of garment, how you want to clean it off, what you want to do. So Simchav Zion continues, Kol Beget, any garment, lo yehev del tzev, it doesn't matter what color it is, shenimtza olav kesem, that you find on it a stain, osur l'nakaisa, it's prohibited to clean it off, be'ein be'ezas mayim, whether you're using water, even if it's colored water, so it's not like it's washing enough to get it clean, but you're getting the stain off. Whether you're using phlegm or spit that they used to use, spit to get something clean. Right? People very often use that, come to spit up something from their mouth when they're trying to clean off tiny thing on a garment. I call chaymer niku yachlo, any other type of cleansing thing, agent, whether you're using soap or any other type of cleaning agent. You can't use any utensil that's meant for cleaning garments. So you can't use water, liquid, any cleansing agent, or any type of scrubbing, brushing, or any brush, anything that's meant for cleaning. So to any stain sprays, shout, or any other type of stain remover that's a spray, you just want to spray it on the garment. Let's say, even after you spray the spray on it, let's do something like that, it's not going to be fully clean. But you're going to see leftover stain on it. It's just going to get off the top of it. So you might say, listen, it shouldn't be leaving when you're not really cleaning the garment. Nevertheless, since it's cleaner than it was before, it's usher to do so on Shabbos. He says, v'chein usher l'nakos beged al-yedei shifshufoi agir alichluch, by rubbing the two pieces of the garment, like, you know, sometimes you'll take your shirt, take the sleeve, and you rub it on another part of the shirt, the bottom of the jacket, another part of the jacket, or gir alichluch, a scratch off the dirt, but clean with a kli, or but tiperi with your nails, achula yishurishum simmenu to get the entire mess off, it's also to do. Let's say you got oil on the garment, you want to put some type of powder on it, but the powder should absorb the oil and move it away from the garment. Also, to do that on Shabbos as well. Why? He says it's cleaning off the garment. We are now on the top of page Resh Yud Beis in the new print. Se'iv Chof Ches. Beged shehislach leg b'ava. Now we're going to say a beged, garment that's dirty with like dust, like with sand, with something like that. It will beged shehigil m'lahakbed on the kainer. Say a garment that you makbed on its cleanliness. Also l'naro, you can't shake it, or l'hoser sa'avik alav, or to remove any dust that's on it. Right, that's why we're going to see as we go vayta some more, but that's like people are makbed on a black hat. You can't eat them by taking the dust off. Let's say it's a garment that you're not makbid on its cleanliness to the T. Mutter loy lachbid by biad raka, with a soft hand, you can just bang it. A matlas yveshi, take a dry towel and bang it. A lenari mat to shake it, kide lahosim and his avak. Right? So not to rub it. I will also shasha lenari bechizigrad. Again, brush your head. You can rub strongly. Right, but let's say it's just a little dust under that. If you just bang it a little bit, or you bang it, or you take something and you knock it against it, it's going to come off. That's mutter to do. Can also lahoser is avak mavreshet. You can't use a brush. You can't use a hat brush on Shabbos, but just some top dust that you can easily blow off or bang off or shake off. That's permitted. But to use a shirt sleeve, or to use a hat brush or something like that to really rub, that is awesome. One more civil do chav test begodim shergil mahakba on the kainim. When you have garments that you makbid that they should be, you wouldn't go out with them unless they're perfectly clean. Like begodim shchayir became black or very dark garments that, you know, it's very obvious the dirt on them. Shem chadoshim when they're new, anirim ki chadoshim. It doesn't mean they're mamish brand new. They look new. They're not rubbing you out. They already have like the built-in stains. Elim kain on the main and makbid loyshim gamblin lekaisim kilo. Unless it's the type of garment that you would wear even if it's dirty. But you have a dark garment that's new or almost new, or a type of garment, you know, you send to the cleaners as soon as it gets dirty. Such things, you can't clean on Shabbos, and we'll explain. The garment chain regil mahakbel on the kainim, then you have garments that you're not mahakbel on their cleanliness. And begodim mitzvahim behirim, like you have bright colors, so it's not visible from far, there's a slight stain. I feel begodim shchoyim okayim, where you have black or dark garments. Famous shumashim shainim nirim kechadashim, they're old garments, they're already rubbed out, they're already trying changing colors. Now you get another stain on it, makes no difference. Let's say you have a guy, even though he's an old man, an old garment, and it's starting to rub out, he doesn't notice it, but a stain he would never let. So then you have to consider that a garment that you makbid. But a person who wouldn't even notice the stains unless someone pointed it out to him on an old garment, so that's different. So he says, Beget Shabederich Kral Ein Bail of Makbid Veloshe Gam Ksheni Noki. Derek, let's say have a garment that Derek Cloud generally speaking the Bible and not makbid when it's dirty. He gets up in the morning, he puts it on, he doesn't check for stains, he has no clue. But before Shabbos, he looks at it, he covered Shabbos, he knocks off the dirt. And they come with, he's going to a wedding. He says, his wife tells me, you can't go like that, so I'll clean it off. So that Dino, you can din beggar chain, he makbid in the love. That is a din, like a beggar that you're not makbid enough. Because that's me not makbid. It's only for Shabbos, so for the simcha that you're taking it off. But if you would wear it without being makbid, that would have a loch of not being makbid. Today's shiur is sponsored by a generous donor in honor of Zchus V'Klal Yisrael and the Eis Tzara that are in there to keep these shiur coming on a consistent basis. We need your sponsorships. Please help us out. Please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor shiur or email rabbifishman@gmail.com to help keep these shiur coming on a consistent basis. Thank you.